AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Lawmakers were briefed today on the objects that were shot down recently. President Biden and other top Washington officials have said little about the repeated shootdowns, which began with a suspected Chinese spy balloon earlier this month. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan says lack of transparency is a problem.
When you don't provide information and there's a dearth of information, it can lead to wild speculation. It can lead to unfounded fears.
Virginia Democrat Mark Warner was asked what was shot down.
Let's get the materials first. It was clear there was these objects posed no threat to civilian or other population entities.
The White House acknowledges the three still unidentified aerial objects shot down in the past week likely had merely a benign purpose. A judge in Missouri overturned the conviction of Lamar Johnson, a man who had served nearly 28 years of a life sentence for a killing he has always said he didn't commit. On a day after the deadly shooting at Michigan State University, President Biden says progress has been made on gun legislation.
We took a big step toward passing the most significant bipartisan gun legislation in 30 years, ghost guns and other things, background checks, but there's a lot more work to do.
Investigators still are sorting out why Anthony McCray fired inside an academic building. They say he had no ties to the school. Terrified students describe breaking out windows, barricading doors, and hiding under blankets as police searched for the gunman. The president of Turkey says more than 35,000 people have died there as a result of last week's earthquake. Add in Syria, and the number jumps to more than 39,000. The pace of consumer price increases eased again last month compared with a year earlier. The latest sign, the high inflation that has gripped the country for nearly 2 years, is slowing. This is AP News. Ukraine is asking for war planes, while NATO worries about the need for ammunition.
As Ukraine allies gather at NATO's Brussels headquarters for a Ukraine contact group meeting, Kyiv is once more appealing to Western countries for military planes to help frustrate Russia's invasion. With reporters asking what aid his troops need, Ukraine's defense minister showed an image of a fighter jet. The U.S. is saying no to that, while some allies are assessing. But more pressing is Ukraine's demand for ammunition. Firing up to 7,000 artillery shells a day, U.S. and NATO allies worry about ensuring a steady supply without emptying stockpiles. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
From queens to knights, actors at a Southern California medieval-themed dinner theater have left the castle. The Orange County Register reports about 50 performers and stablehands have gone on strike at medieval times in Buena Park, California. They want higher pay and increased safety. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.